For thy name is great, mighty, O Yahweh. For as we assemble in the tabernacle to worship, to bless you, and to call upon your magnificent name, we bow down before you with great abomination, to esteem you highly. For there is no other beside you, our precious Abba. And as we enter into this tabernacle, to bless you and to thank you for all things, for the dynamics of your power and the greatness of your character. For there is no other that has the character and the power that you possess, Yahweh. So we bless you for the promises of your hope, the Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We pray that you will be intrigued by our prayers as we bless you and thank you, as we pray in the holy name of strength, power, and character, the name of Yahweh, the name of deliverance, the name of Yahshak, salvation, unto the house of Israel, that we may esteem you and bless you. Help us to stay your way, for we do need your help and your strength. We do need you to uplift us and to strengthen the resolve in the inward parts. Help us all today. Bless your people here gathered in the tabernacle, and those that are listening live via the internet in other parts of the United States, and wherever they may hear this message throughout the world. We pray that your anointing will rest upon it, and the words will be a strength unto Israel, that their mind will be open and that their eyes will be open, that they may see to understand what you have commanded your people. We may love you with all of our hearts, all of our mind, and all of our strength. Bless your people, I pray. Those that are suffering great perils in many parts of the world, as we hear from our brothers and sisters on the continent of Africa and Europe or wherever they are, those that are experiencing such perplexities and hardship, we pray for their strength. We pray that you will sustain them and meet the need that is needed today, bread and water. We pray that you will bless them and cause the heart to be filled with fatness, with the gladness of the hope, because they are the elected seed of Israel. Help them to understand that we in this nation that live lives that are so rooted in our pagan rituals and our pagan festivities, that we have written off the everlasting words of Almighty Yahweh. We have cast the Torah behind our backs. We are an ungovernable people, that we are lawless without the instructions of our precious Abba. So we ask you today to help us all here, to give us strength, that the character will be the character of Yahshua HaMashiach. Bless your people, I pray. We do pray for those that are listening on the internet. Bless them, I pray. Cause the heart to be revived with great strength and great character. We ask this in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We bless you, Abba. And we thank you for this mighty Shabbat. And all the people of Yahweh cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Jesus and give us
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
For thy name is excellent. There is no other name given other than Shemaiah, whereby we can find salvation in. For it is in you, Almighty Yahweh, that we find the Yeshua, the salvation, the deliverance of the house of Israel. And so we bless you this Shabbat, a day that you have set aside, that Israel may identify with you, not some form of paganism, ritualistic form of religion, but with a pure heart, we shall call upon your name, for there is only one excellent name. You are the most high one, Yahweh. There is no other one that equates to you. So on this Shabbat we bless you. We thank you for all things, as Brother Nathan and those there in Houston, Texas, they gather for the broadcast. We pray that the lamb, the heart of your people will be revived in this hour, and that they will call upon you out of a pure heart, with sincere motivation, with a deep commitment and love to you. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name and in the precious hope of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We bless you and we praise you. And all the people of Yahweh cried, hallelujah way. Hallelujah way. Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shalom Aleichem. Yahweh be with you today. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. We certainly do give him all thanks with great aspiration from scripture truth. We're living in a generation and a time whereby the mind of man is totally removed from Yahweh. He's given unto every kind of religious schism there is. He's given unto every kind of vile tradition and seduction upon the face of the earth. Now, there's a reason why things are in the condition that they are. This is a generation that has blatantly defied and denied Yahweh. It is a very vile generation. It is a corrupt mindset because it is not governed by the principles of Yahweh. With that mind is not governed by the principles of Yahweh. It is governed by the principles of darkness. There is a delusion there. It is a trickery, a seduction. It is a resistance to those things that Yahweh commands Israel to obey in order for them to walk in the excellency of his power and his dynamicism. This generation has been given over unto every kind of demonology or demon power there is. It refuses Yahweh. It rejects what he commands. And it has gone about to establish its own religious tenets that are not based upon Torah revelation. Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Yahweh, did not come to destroy the principles of Yahweh. Now, Shaitan, he is always trying to destroy, to rob, to kill off the strength of the essence of what Yahweh conveys to Israel. I will tell you this today, he is not speaking to the world. He is not speaking to this collective body of religious people. He is speaking only to his elect, the seed that he has called. And a man will know whether he is a son of Yahweh because he will be led by the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. He will not reject his truth. He will not reject what Scripture says. He will not deny that. And when he comes to the revelation, and that is the fullness of the express will of Yahweh, reveal unto him, he will delight in that. This is a generation that ostracizes, rejects,
fight against, deny, combat what Yahweh speaks to this nation and the nations of the world. I want to establish what Scripture says. It is not some kind of religious mandate or some kind of dogmatic theology of some man. We must go to the book and see what the book says. It is one thing about Yahweh. He knew that man needed the consciousness, the mind, and the awareness of whom he is. And the only way you would know that is that there would be principles and dictates established by him that you would know who is in supreme authority. It is like a parent, a father raising his son, his daughter. The children know who has the authority in the home. And it is by the principles of the mandate that the Avot or the Ima, the mother, establish that a child will understand the purpose. And once a child understands the purpose of the parents or parent, there will be a great reverence unto the parents. And there will be a fear as well. There will be a great reverence of honor. That's what fear is. It produces a great honor unto the one that you are honoring. And Yahweh intends for his name to be honored. He has exonerated his name by the very power of Yahshua HaMashiach. In the body of that clay vessel, he brought us to the life, light, and understanding of what Torah teaches. He did not come teaching out some Kabbalah. He did not come teaching from some Hinduistic book or some religious philosophy. He taught what Torah and the prophets had already established. Because it is Yahweh that established his word, his truth. It is Yahweh that puts the seal upon his word. Now, because we're in a time and a generation that defies, it denies, it rejects, and this is a hostile generation against Yahweh. You sometimes wonder how hostile your mind, your thoughts can be against him. He instructs us at Torah. We become very hostile. We become very perturbed. There is a resentment. There is a deep-seated anger that rests in the bosom of this generation. It is one that is very rebellious. It will not hear what Yahweh commands. It is a generation that defies what he commands. And he says to this generation explicitly, I will do something in this generation that has never been done in a generation before. He did some magnificent, marvelous feats with Yisrael when he brought them out of Egypt. He did something that was so spectacular and so wonderful that even the chronicles of history cannot record it accurately. It's only those that have the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, will understand the significance and the purpose of that. And he said, I will do something in this time that is far greater than that and will exceed that mightily. And the reason why? Because there is a transformation. Do you all hear me today? There is a reforming of the thinking and the mind of this generation. It is a generation that is prepared to fight against the authority and the kingdom power of Almighty Yahweh. It is a generation that is given unto every kind of idolatry worship there is. It is a heathen pagan generation, and their principles or the practice of their worship is steeped in some form of idolatry. It's a generation of adulterous, effeminism, men without the character and the strength of Yahweh because the Torah doesn't rule in their heart. Women that are given unto every kind of seductive, vile thing there is because of the practice of adulterers. The practice adultery. What do you mean, preacher? It is a form of a religious worship. It is this idolatry or this idol or this eye, this prima donna of one's mindset that defies the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. That is why Shaul said, let the same mind. What is that? The purpose, the will, the desire, the attitude? That was in Yahshua HaMashiach. Let that be in us as well. For we need that in this hour. You're not going to resist the powers of hell with this sensual earthly mind, because it is enmity against the Torah of Yahweh. That is why people, they will rise up when you speak about Torah. How amazing that is, because in school they taught us the Ten Commandments, did they not? They taught us the mitzvahs of Yahweh. They did in the school that I was in. And I was in a segregated school until the ninth grade of school. And they taught us that. We remember those things that were actually posted in the classroom. And yet the third and the fourth mitzvah has no credence today. Do not take his name. Remember the Shabbat and keep it kodash. Keep it set apart for my purpose. That this is how the nations will know that you are the true seed of Israel. That you are my elect. Because you keep my mitzvahs. How can a man commit adultery, and that's wrong, and it defies the name of Yahweh, and resist that? How is that? How can one steal and be covetous, and that is wrong, and yet to remember the Shabbat and keep it set apart, that's deleted. It's immaterial. It has no relevance or any value of content for this wicked generation. He's only speaking to Israel. He's only speaking to his house. This is a generation that has no pure Ahava, no love of Yahweh. I want to be guided in scripture because I want to show you something. I know we read the book, or I know we will open it, but it doesn't take the type of root that is necessary in our love, in our heart, that we will actually believe the principles of Yahweh. There will be a great strength of vitality to us. That we will not be removed away from what he has commanded, what is already established. It is one thing that he established at the beginning. He established life, and he established death. And that shall never change. It is appointed once, what is born, that they shall die. And that has never changed one iota at all. What he has established, it shall never be nullified, and scripture shall never be. Although we have had corrupt pens of the Pharisees or the Sadducees, we've had the induction or the altering by the Baptists, the Methodists, the Pentecostals, and every kind of religious Jezebel there is. It is one thing that a Jezebel of that spirit does. It tries to alter the emotions or the feelings towards a loved one. That is what a Jezebel does with a woman, with a man. She tries to alter the love that he displays for his wife toward her, because she is insensitive to true Ahava. This is a generation that is very insensitive to what love is. It doesn't even possess the capability or the capacity to do it. Yahweh says that you say you love me with your lips and you speak great swelling words of accolades concerning my excellence and my power. He said, but your left, your heart is far from me. It's not a true issue there. You speak it out of your mouth, but yet there is no in-depth or no depth to you at all. And he warns us against the things that shall manifest in this hour. There is an anti-spirit today against the established truth of Yahweh. Now that is what Yahshua HaMashiach came to do. He came to establish the power and the living strength of Torah. What is that? Yahweh's ability to govern us, to create in us the sense, the understanding of whom he is. Religion cannot do that. Spirituality will never do that. It will never create in us the kind of mindset, the desire to acknowledge who the Mighty One is, or the Most High One, the Creator. Who is he? What is his name? And what is his son's name? Tell me. Who is this one that declares that he is the sovereign one? Well, his name is Yahweh. I want to be gotten. in scripture in 2 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. It began in chapter 2 and verse 7. Shaul, as he speaks to Israel, the elect brothers, the call out elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh, he said that we will enter into a time and a dispensation whereby there shall be an anti-Messiah spirit. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. That anti-Messiah spirit is not one whereby they deny the existence of the one they call Jesus, Jesus the Christ. That is not it. That anti-Messiah mentality, I want you to hear this. It is one that denies the authenticity of the power that was established in that body of clay. He came not to destroy the Torah, nor what the prophets ministered unto us. And there is a great resentment today to associate Yeshua with Torah. What did he teach? He taught Torah. He taught what? Yeshua and Obadiah. He taught what the prophets taught. He did not establish some doctrine that we call Christianity today. It is a pseudo fictitious form of a religious practice that is not based upon Torah. It's based upon emotions and theology and principles that have been induced by every kind of religious facet there is. It is not based upon the principles of Yahweh. So we shall see the rising, and it's already is entrenched today. This anti-Messiah spirit, it is against what he established. And he established the written Torah in the hearts of man. He established the viability of Torah in the heart of man. He established the life of Torah in the heart of man. He established the viability and the life of his mitzvot, of his statutes, of the ordinance of Yahweh, because the book is based upon his covenant with Israel. It is not based upon a covenant with America, or Russia, or Africa. It is based upon a covenant, an alliance, a betrothing, or a fellowship, a oneness with Yahweh and Israel. Now, if he had come down or he had sent the power of his word just by the spoke to speak it in the Shemayim, men would have they would have created all kinds of religious principles and all kinds of doctrines. But he sent it forth in the excellence of a clay body. He sent forth the excellence of Torah in a clay body. It was that way from the beginning. He never intended, even when he made man, he created an environment whereby he could be governed by him. And this vile generation today is given unto the powers of hell. You see it in everything they do. It is a seductive, wicked generation. There is no sanctity about nothing at all. The men are effeminate. The women are like Jezebels. Their minds are not stable. It's not of Yahweh. And so they go about establishing their idolatry, their own religious principles. It is all right. No, the Torah teaches you everything about life and the principles of life and what is applicable for life and those things you do. Generation that is going about establishing its own righteousness. And the righteousness of this generation is like a filthy minister rag of a woman. It's a generation that is full of stench, filthiness, and whoredom. That's what it's full of. There's no sanctity. There's no honor for Yahweh. He tells a man and a woman, don't commit adultery. Means what he says. Don't even touch each other. Refrain. That's not your husband, your wife, don't touch her. This generation says touch, doesn't it? And they have defiled everything, have they not? This is a filthy, whorish generation, what it is. And that's why Yahweh is going to bring a very tremendous death and dearth to this generation.
Because in many places in scripture, when he talks about the adulterers, it is a mindset that's gone away from Torah. It has gone away from the principles of Yahweh and give itself over unto these seductive powers to draw you away from strength. And what has happened today, Shaitan has established these mediums, these houses of ill repute, of whoredom. And they do one thing that Yahweh despises. It is one of the most terrible things upon the face of the earth. They do one thing that is so vile and so hated by Yahweh, that they strengthen the hand of the wicked. And that's what they're doing. The TD Jakes and the Purple Dollars, the Benny Hens, they strengthen the hands of the wicked. And Yahweh warns us against that. He warns Israel, as Shaul speaks unto the brothers of Thessalonica, as the house of faith was there, he spoke these words in 2 Thessalonica chapter 2 and verse 7. He said, first of all, the mystery. What is the mystery? We understand what mysteries are. It is the secretive religious practices. The Masons and the Eastern Stars. You must be incorporated into that spirit in order to understand the principles, the bylaws, and the workings of those vile powers of darkness. The things that we see today, brothers and sisters, are not based upon some natural principle. They're not based upon some natural intervention. They're based upon principles that are far above the thinking of man. It's far above that. Man doesn't understand the dynamics of Yahweh. Within the finite of his low mind, he tries to comprehend and he never gets to the root of it. And so the mysteries, these religious principles and the religious powers, are the mysteries of Torah-less, of iniquity, and that's what iniquity is. This is a generation that is Torah-less. It defies the Torah. It rejects Torah. It speaks vehemently against Torah. And that is the power of this iniquitous type of attitude today. This is the power of Shaitan. And he has established his mediums or his people all around the nation. And they are Torah-less. They do not have the principles of Yahweh. So we understand this religious practice today of the secrets of this mystery religion of Babylon. It is a religion that denies Torah. It is a religion that denies Torah. And any religion that rejects Torah, it is the essence of this Babylonian type of spirit. So we see the mystery already working of iniquity, this Torah-less. We see it working. Yahweh says to us, it's already worked, and he who now let or will let until he is taken out of the way. Yahweh tells us that there is one that stands for the righteousness of Israel. And when that one is removed, when he has been reduced from his responsibility, then you shall see all havoc and hell break loose in a spiritual realm. It will overtake the nations as it is already in the realm of the spirit. And so what Yahweh has done, as Michael the Melech of Israel, he stands as the God of Israel. He is the chief one of Israel. It is only to true Israel in this hour, the Ruah, the Ha Kodash Ruah, will remain in the heart, the lev of Yahweh's people. Now this is what Shaul is implying, because we must go to Torah and see if what he was saying is an actual truth. Was it based upon some kind of religious practice? Based upon some kind of religious format? He said the mystery of iniquity is already working. The Torah-less generation, the mind, the spirit, you see it working everywhere. They reject Torah. They reject the principles of Yahweh. They reject the teachings of Yahweh. This is a generation that defies that. He says, only the one who lets that take place will let it until he that stands for Israel, he is removed back for a period of time. And then Yahweh says this, and then shall the wicked one, or the Torah-less, the wicked one be revealed, whom Yahshua shall consume with
the ruah of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Only then shall this wicked one, the spirit and the power that operates. It is one thing that if we truly have the life of Yahshua in us, we can destroy the works of these vile, insidious powers of hell. You will not capitulate and agree with them. It is the spirit of this false beastly government. And the flesh government, it is not a government of discipline. The flesh government is not a government of discipline. The only government of discipline is the Torah of Yahweh. The government of the flesh will do every kind of vile thing it is. It is unscrupulous. It is wicked. It is cowardly. It stinks. It's vile. There's nothing beyond the imagination of one's mind. And that is the government of the flesh that one will not do. If you're able to imagine it, you will do it. If you're able to think it, you will do it. It is a vile generation. It is unclean. Every kind of vile, corrupt thing that defies the Torah is being done today. It is a generation that stinks. It's vile. It is a corrupt generation because it is Torahless. It is Torahless. It has not the principles of Yahweh, and you cannot find them. You can find His principles in these houses of ill repute, their whore houses. He said, I want you to understand the identity of this one, even him whose coming is after the workings of Shaitan with all kinds of power. What do you mean, Yahweh? This is an unclean thing that this beast will possess, this false prophet or this pseudo type of spirit today. You see it in every kind of whorehouse it is. It is an unclean spirit. You see it in the Benny Hens. They actually lay this unclean spirit upon the women. They fall backwards. They got men that are catching them, filling their breasts. And women are dressed so loose today, they have no concern of dignity at all. Yahweh wants the daughters of Zion, the women, to carry themselves in a way. Because I would tell you, women, men disrespect women that have no respect for themselves. When they have no conscience of what they are worth, then I'm a man. And a man looks at that, he says, I know how men think and what they desire. I know that. And Yahweh says to his house, I want you to put on the garments of righteousness. He tells us how to dress. Our garments must be righteous garments. We must have on the righteous garments of Yahweh, the breastplate of righteousness. Our loins girded about with truth. We must have on the helmet of salvation. Our feet are shod. So he tells us how to carry ourselves and how to come before him when we come to bless him. Shaitan has a mandate as well. I preach scripture. And this is the way I preach every time I'm here. So I won't alter anything. I won't alter that at all. I deal with every circumstance. So if any of you all feel uncomfortable, I understand. I will not defy truth or deny truth for anyone at all. Okay? Hallelujah. He said, this one is coming after the workings of Shaitan with all unclean power. Look at this. With signs and lying wonders. If it's a lie, what is a lie spoken for? To bring you to the truth? To do what? To deceive you. To alter the reality of a certain thing. This generation is so superficial. Shaitan has done a marvelous job to alter the reality of everything in life. He has so corrupted the mind of man that he is not even conscious of what is required of Yahweh. He has his religious whorehouses that spew this vile, venerable, wicked doctrine of asps. They're pausing the minds of the people. And so when they hear something that is of essence of what Scripture says, they become very angry and they resist that. Because it's not what I've heard. I know, because we are a saltish people, as Yahweh says. And that simply means we are very ignorant. We are an unlearned people. Well, I'm a learned man. You're not a learned man.
It's one thing about Yahweh's tremendous ability to create. You think if you lived to be 200 years old, you would only use about 10% of the capacity of your brain. And even Einstein's theory of relativity, E equals MC to the second power, they said because he was a genius, he only used 12%. 12%. So what a magnificent thing that they always put in man. This thing is nothing but a glob of cholesterol and fatty oils. But the thing thinks, you tell me that just a glob of fat. That's all it is. Cholesterol and blood and water. That's all the brain is. That's all it is. Nothing else. And yet a man in the greatness of his knowledge, in the wealth of his knowledge, he uses only just a very scintilla of the fraction of his brain. That's all he used. Why? Because this is a generation. That is why Habakkuk came, that we would be like him. He knew everything that Yahweh knew, did he not? He has given us that thing here because of corruption, brothers and sisters. Because of the sin of man that defined the Torah of Yahweh. The mind has never developed. We are retarded people. The world is retarded. Tell me what the world produces. It doesn't produce anything of life. Everything that the world lays its hands on is death. Their soda pops, the way they teach us to eat, their fast food stores, everything, it teaches us death. What they call love, it teaches death. What they call companionship, fellowship, and friendship is death. It never produced anything of life. And the Torah teaches us how to do all things that pertain to life. And because we do not use what Yahweh has put there, and we will never be able to use it until HaMashiach has come and we see him, then we will be like him. You will never be able to extend it beyond that level. Because it is so full of darkness, the mind of man. When one rejects Torah, there is a darkness that consumes that one. And everything about us is full of darkness. We think darkly. Our expression is full of darkness. Our minds are so darkened. Yahweh put that thing there to be enlightened. And to be a magnificent tool of strength and power. And what religion has done, the power of this Jezebel, the power of this whore, she's very seductive. And she wants to dress herself in a way that everyone is all right. So she says, come. Come any way you are. Just do what you want to. Oh, God doesn't mind. I know that their pagan damnable gods, their dog, doesn't mind. And I said loud and clear, every god is a dog. D-O-G. That's a bold statement, is it? Where you are an occultist, you're pagan, we will find out. Yahweh is not a god. Because of Shaitan, the scripture calls him the god of this world, he is not on the same parity as Yahweh. He is the most high one. He is almighty, and his name in itself expresses the power of whom he is. All gods, every god is a beast. It's a dog thing. Only Yahweh rises. Only Yahweh lives. Only him. He is not a god. That word can never express who he is. He goes on to say in verse 10, listen to this now. He said he will come with all deceivableness or deceit. And that is how Shaitan operates today in deceit, doesn't he not? Does he not? Will cooperate with all deceit of unrighteousness. Well, what is unrighteousness? Listen to me. An unrighteous man or woman is one whose mind is not ruled by the Torah. It's not ruled by the principles of Yahweh, because you cannot do right when your mind is wrong. As the old proverb was, you cannot make a wrong right. Or you can repent of it, but you can't make it right, because when one does something that's wrong, it has already established the effects of what it was purposed to do. If someone lies on you, think about this. You know that it is a blatant lie. And they callously, purposely spoke a lie for the intentions to do harm to you. Well, even though they come back and say, I'm sorry, it still has had its effect. Has it not? Has it not? And so our righteousness is not of the principles of our own logics and our thinking or our own right way. It is of the only way. And it is the Torah way. HaMashiach did not come to establish any other way but Yahweh's way. Tell me. He did not come to establish a way of Christianity.
He came to establish the way of your way. It's amazing because I was looking. Other than you find so many prophets today and apostles, and they are weak, shallow men. First of all, they are not prophets and they are not apostles. Because an apostle will establish the zenith and the power of the doctrine of Yahweh. That's what an apostle does. A man can call himself an apostle all he wants to. He's not an apostle. When I meet men, they tell me they're prophets. I say, this is not a prophet here. What are you preaching? They know who I am. This is not an apostle. Because he will start at the strength and the power of the might of Yahweh. And if you search scripture, you will see the fruit of an apostle. You will see the fruit of a prophet. You will see the fruit of a man of Yahweh. You will see one that has been commanded and commissioned by Yahweh. And you will see the first thing they deal with above all things. Deals with the heart of Israel and the sin, the corruption against Torah. This is a generation that has defied the Torah of Yahweh. Yahweh said that he will come with all deceit of unrighteousness. It will be in them that perish. You tell me there's going to be a people that perish? Sure it is. Why? Because they receive not the Ahava, the love of the truth. Well, what is the truth that Shaul was talking about? We know that Yahweh's righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. And only his Torah is the truth. David declares that. For your righteousness, Yahweh, is from everlasting to everlasting. And thy Torah, your law, is the truth. So how can there be any righteousness established in a man without Torah? How can a man walk in the righteousness of Yahweh without Torah? Now I'm establishing this to show you that there is a generation and a mindset that has been ordained of Yahweh to strengthen the evildoers. This is a generation that strengthens the evildoers. I will show you why this must come to pass. I will show you why the door is open and why they are strengthening the evildoers and the results of that. This is the result of the strength given unto evildoers. What is that evildoer? When one has cast the Torah behind them, when one has rejected the Torah, when one defies what Torah teaches, that is an evildoer. We have evildoers in this generation. Yahweh made man to be governed, and the first thing he did, he governed man within the confines of what he had made him. He made him and he put him in the Garden of Eden, and he gave him confines, he gave him restraints, he gave him things to constrain him, he gave him wisdom to do things, he gave him a mind to relate to him, and because of his own rebelliousness, he rejected what Yahweh said. And once he did that, he lost contact with him. He lost contact with Yahweh. You tell me this generation has not lost contact with Yahweh. It has lost contact with even what we call a God. It has no contact with that. This is a generation that is going about establishing its own righteousness. And it does that. The Baptist and the First Baptist, their righteousness is different than the Second Baptist. The Third Baptist is different than the First Baptist. The First Baptist is different than the Methodist. And they all talk about the same, quote, pagan God. That's why the people are pagan. That's why they're ritualistic. And don't try to teach them Torah. It is one thing that you must understand. Yahweh will add unto this assembly those that should be saved. It is such an ignorant generation. It will try to argue things. It is such a dumbfound generation. It will try to argue things that they have never even spent time to study. How many of you all can do physics? Well, why would you argue with a physics professor? Tell me. Would you argue with a man like that? They have spent literally years understanding the complexity of that. That's this wicked generation. They think today, well, nobody tells me. I know it because you're Torahless. Yahweh commands us. He is so bold. You can call him brazen all you want to. He commands us. He doesn't ask you what you want to do. He commands. He doesn't care for your opinion because all of your imaginations are wicked. They are evil continuously. They are so corrupt and vile because look at you. Look at the inward parts of you. What do you express? So he doesn't need that. He knows man quite well, doesn't he? Did he make us? Did he create us? So he knows the frame of man. He knows that. That is why he will send the prophets. He will send them. And those Cilicians, the apostles that HaMashiach handpicked, he handpicked every last one of them. For they had a profound message for the end time, like no other men that have been established in this time. They had something that is so profound that it is still written in the Chronicles. I die tomorrow, no one is going to write about me. You understand? I'm lost. I'm lost out of your memories. Become a fading thing. That's it. Say what you want to. That's the truth. One dies today, 6 months later, you haven't thought about him. There's no thought of them. You erase out of the memory of one. And that's the truth. Scripture says that there's no more remembrance of a righteous man when he dies than it is with a wicked man. So is Scripture a lie or is it the truth? So you that are filled with your mind of hypocrisy, Scripture is right. One dies, you forget. You don't remember your grandmama that died or your great-grandpappy. You don't even know them. And that's the truth. The women that their husband died today, 2 weeks later they've forgotten about them. They're looking at some other man. Is that just the truth? The men their wives die today, tomorrow they're in love with someone else. That is the truth. They die tomorrow. 5 days later, they're in love again. It happens all the time, brothers and sisters. We just don't like to deal with the reality of life, do we? You feel uncomfortable, that's good, because you're always showing you there's some wickedness in you. That's all right. That's all right. That's why he sends the fire. And no flesh is going to honor or think it's going to take some kind of great presence in the sight of Yahweh. He comes to reduce it down to what it is. It's nothing but a filthy mass of stinking stench. I don't believe that. I tell you, well, don't bathe tonight or tomorrow. Next week and see how you smell. And so that which emanates out of you just lets you know what flesh is. It's filth. It's a pile of Scheisting, if they were in German, a bush, cow's bush. That's why rotten goes back the way it goes to dirt. Hallelujah. Way. He says, and because they receive not the love of the Torah, that they may be delivered or saved, and for this purpose, for this cause, for this reason, Yahweh, now, does it say that in the text you have? It did not say that Shaitan or some kind of power of the Shemayams. It says Yahweh shall send them a strong delusion, a strong deception. And what is more deceiving today than the religious principles and practices today? There's nothing more deceivable than the principles of religious osity today. He has said a powerful delusion. You know there are men like Billy Hinn that will lie. The folks know they flat out lie. Their prophecies are based upon some emotional, trivial thing. And people will still sit $100 million a year. Man of Yahweh like me, tell them Yahweh is going to, he's going to uproot you for your sins. Don't dress like that woman, man. Dress right. They get offended. Because Billy Hinn said you can dress like and do what you want to. Yahweh says, no, there are restraints. And I command you how to do things. He means what he says. He is not just playing some kind of whorehouse religion with this generation. You can think all you want to. He's not doing that. He is real. As the old song would say, yes, Yah, it's real. But you know what they would say? He's real in my soul. And you know he was real. And how do you know he's real? Because Yahweh is known by his judgment. He's not known by some kind of little, it's all right, do that, baby. You're okay. No, that's not Yahweh. That's your own damnable mind speaking to you. That's your own religious, your own corrupt religious mind speaking to you. Yahweh's known when he judged you, he's letting you know this is me. I have the power to do that. I have the right to judge you. And I judge you according to nothing but truth. He doesn't judge us by emotions, brothers and sisters. And I will show you in scripture every time the judgments was brought upon the house of Israel, it was because of truth. Truth is what they're judged by. Because he is truth. His Torah is truth, so everything he speaks is truth. And so that's how we're going to be judged. He said, I will send them strong delusion. For this cause, he's going to damn them. What does he mean with that? They already judge. I shall judge them. He said, I'm going to judge them. I'm going to send them that delusion because they have no love of Torah. This generation has no love of Torah. It doesn't love Torah. It despises Torah. It has no affinity with Torah. It despises men that speak the way I speak and show this damnable wicked generation the vileness of their nature. It's a vile generation. It's corrupt. It's wicked. Speak to me sweet things and soft things. I like that. It is one thing about life. The strength of the character of any man or any woman, when the negativity is revealed, because they strengthened those things that remain. You can never strengthen the things that remain unless you know where your weaknesses are. And you must understand that. You must know where your weaknesses are. And one must tell you your weaknesses, because when you see the reflection of you, you think you're the prima donna. Don't you know that is ignorance? That's just like a man thinking that he is the most charming man upon the face of the earth. Don't you know that's a fool? A woman thinks that she holds the package. This is what the world calls the package. If that's the package, I don't want it. Is that the package? Yeah. And so you think you're the prima donna of everything? That's not so. Yahweh is the prima donna. He is the one. He is the Almighty One. And He said, what I says goes. It established all things. Because this is a generation that received not the love of Torah. It will not love Torah. It has no aspiration of Torah. It is false. Everything is false. I watch some of those old women there in Walmart. Their flesh is crabby, wrinkled. I watch them spinning the tunes of, I don't know what it costs, getting their toes and their fingernails down. I wouldn't even touch it. I would not even go in that kind of business. You know, they're so false. The nails are false. Everything about them. The look is false. Everything about them. And you look at these old women, just so that their mind is so polluted and corrupt. Instead of them teaching a young woman how to be pristine and beautiful and how to carry herself in a way that is acceptable unto Yahweh, and He will prepare you as a wife. Scripture tells you that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing and he is blessed of Yahweh. When he finds a virtuous woman, when he finds one that is virtuous with the heart of Yahweh, her price is far above rubies. That's what Scripture says. It's either that is the truth or it's a lie. Because this is a generation that doesn't love truth, then He said in strong delusions that they may believe a lie. What lie? Was Shaltan a liar from the beginning? Did he abide in truth? So he established the principles of his lying, deceived doctrine in the minds of these charlatans, and the people will pay millions of dollars to hear them lie to them. Tell me some lies. Tell me some more lies. It is anti-Torah. It is anti-Messiah. It is against Yahweh, brothers and sisters. Do hear what I say. Receive this. Search the Scripture. Search the book that many call, quote, Bible, and see if these things be in there, unquote. They're found. And they are simple to understand. If one desires to know, it can be understood. He said, because they receive not the love of the truth, I will send them a strong delusion, that they all might be damned who believe not the Torah, the truth. That is what Torah is, the truth. And this is a generation that doesn't believe Torah, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You understand what unrighteousness is? These are deeds that violate the Torah, that violates the justice of Yahweh. Does this generation take pleasure in that? It is a pleasure-seeking generation. That's all it does, seeks pleasures. It is filled up with pleasures, and they are just for the moment, as hell and the grave are never full. Neither is the wicked heart of man ever satisfied. It is a pleasure-seeking generation. And Yahweh said they did not take pleasure. There was no great delight in truth, but they took pleasure in unrighteousness. Well, Pastor Roberts, you're wrong. I tell you what, get the book. Challenge me and show me where I'm basing things upon a false principle. You write the scriptures down, you take them, you study them, you thoroughly research them, and then you come and let's sit down. Scripture must be line upon scripture. What scripture? What line upon line? Torah, the prophets, and Tehillim, the Proverbs, the Psalms. Must be based upon that. Everything that HaMashiach said has to come directly from that. What religion has done is establish a Christianity. It's a pagan form of religion. It's no different than Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam. They're all the same. No different. He wants true worshipers. And in order for you to truly worship Him, you must know His name. You must call upon His name. He tells us that in Psalm 68:4. His name is Yah. Call me by my name. What kind of husband would want his wife to call him Billy when his name is David? And if you want to get a woman perturbed and very angry, you call her Jacinda when her name is Betty. Now that's wrong to do that, isn't it? Isn't it? Well, who was Jacinda? One of your former lovers? That is the truth. And that is what Yahweh says to us. And that is what He speaks to us. Yahweh says, they shall be damned because they did not believe the truth. They had pleasure in unrighteousness. There's such a strong delusion today that it actually removed the mind away from relating to what is morally acceptable unto Yahweh. And that is what this delusion is. People are so delusional today, they actually think their wrong is right. They literally think what they're doing is acceptable unto Yahweh. That is not so. If you work for someone on the job, they said, I want you here at 6:15. It's best to be there at 6 a.m. or 6 p.m., whichever hour they tell you. You don't come in there at 9:15 and say, I can do what I want to. No, sir. No, ma'am, you cannot do that. This is the mindset today. It's such a delusional mindset. It cannot capitulate to the principles of Yahweh. It is an Ichabod mind. It is a mind that is damned. It is a mindset that is very destructive because the power of darkness and the spirit of the king of this world, Shatan, rules in the mind of this generation. That's why they love pleasures. They seek pleasures. They're never satisfied. Look at what you say, brothers and sisters. This generation is never satisfied. They're never satisfied. The heart is never content. It is never pleased with Yahweh. But Yahweh lets us know that this is a generation. Because of this delusion, they will begin to wander. Their minds wander to and fro. It wanders. It goes. There's no control upon their faculties at all. The ability to think. This generation can hardly think. It cannot. I don't care what you say. I deal with people. I interact with them when I go out. And I see a mindset in a generation. It's sad. It's a very pitiful generation. It's a pitiful mindset. It makes no difference of the ethnicity. I find it in every ethnicity or race of people that I come in contact with. Because unless a man's mind is shapen, and that is what the Torah does, it shapes us. It shapes us. When a child is birthed, and the little head is kind of got a little lump or bump there. Parents tend to take their hands and shape that head. Is that right? Do they do that? But they take the little head and kind of rub the little head and kind of mold it. And it's so pliable. It is so soft, isn't it? That it's pliable, isn't it? So it is with the heart of man when it's truly disciplined by the Torah. It will be soft and it will be pliable. But this is a generation that is hardened. It is a disillusional generation, and it is a hard generation. Children are hardened, parents, the love for Yahweh is non-existent. There's no true desire for the practical principles of Torah. They want some kind of religious refreshing, so they go to these ill-reputed whorehouses on their sun pagan day, and they bow down prostrate before the Baptist or the Methodist or some form of doctrine that doesn't deal with the essence of what they are. You search scripture, everything that Yahweh speaks, it deals with His people. It shows us the corruption, our vileness. I don't care where you began. It shows us that. I want to read something.
Before I go farther, turn quickly to Gileana. I'm sorry, Bereshit. Genesis chapter 5. Chapter 6, verse 5. This Genesis 6, 5. First of all, let me ask you a question. If you don't believe what's in the book, raise your hand if you don't believe it. If you do not believe what's in this book, raise your hand. Okay, so you believe it then. Is that so? Now, this has not changed. It says in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, and Yahweh saw that the evilness or the wickedness of man, of Adam, was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his lab was only evil continuously. And it repented Yahweh. He was sorrowful that he had made such an ill repute specimen as man. He was sorry. But it was one thing that he had to do, and that was to keep the Torah viability alive. He had to. Why? Because it was established in this earthly, the Olam, in this realm. So he had to keep the Torah alive. And out of that man came the one known as the Ben Adam, the man, the son of man, Yahshua, to restore all things unto Yahweh. Was the earth void? Without form? Was it that way? And he made an Adam, didn't he? To replenish, to restore. Were we void? Without form, our minds twisted, our hearts full of darkness. You've done every kind of vile sin it is. We have committed it in this little small group of gathering. Every kind of corrupt, vile thing, sexually perverted, unclean thing, you've done it. And he looked out and saw an earth, earthly vessel, without form. It was void and it had no life. And it was the power of the living hope of Yahshua. That's what it is. Do you all hear me? That gives life to the credence of what Yahweh has said. And without the power of that life in us, we have no living hope of the credence of what Yahweh says. He's just like, quote, any other God, unquote. He speaks like the gods. Because there's no life in what he says. He gave us a promise and living hope. That's all right by me. I say that because I tell you often. Can I tell you something? You're going to die. You're going to die. That's life. You're born. And you die. Period. So what am I going to do? Kid myself? I know I'm going to die. That's once your reality that Yahweh has given man. That he would allow Yahweh to order his steps aright. So order my steps, Yahweh. Order my steps in your words, in your truth. Not in my emotions and my feelings. Not in the filthy lust of my flesh. There's no generation more lustful and filthy than this generation. None so filthy and lustful and unclean. I've never seen a generation like this, and I'm not that old. I'm old, but I'm not that old. I've never seen the wickedness of the heart of the women and the men. Sexual perverseness everywhere. Harlotry and whoredom everywhere. Everywhere. Scripture says that a man, when he falls into the ditch of a whore, he falls into that seduction. She's a deep ditch. And he's not coming up out of her either. And this generation is a whorish generation. That's why it likes religions that are whorish. You see, a whore cannot be faithful. Yahweh wants a faithful woman. And so it wants something that they don't have to be committed to. Well, I can do that. I don't see why I can't do that. If I want to be a man, although I'm a woman, that's all right. And I want to be feminine like a man, that's all right. Yahweh hates feminine men. He made a man, and he's a man, not effeminate. You see, when a man will not allow the principles of Torah to govern his heart, he's an effeminate man. It's not as much as him walking gay as you like, but he's an effeminate man. He's a weak man, and that's the truth. You speak against what you always done? No. I want to instruct those that he has made as to what he commands. So you always saw the heart of man, his imaginations. They're only evil continuously. Brothers and sisters, you that are listening by the live stream, unless Yahweh governs your mind, your thoughts are very evil. Have you ever thought of something so evil you didn't want to think about it again? That is how our thoughts will be consumed if it's not Torah driven. That's why this generation is very uncomfortable with Yahweh. They don't like him. They don't love him. And a man like me, they certainly despise, but that's all right. I don't mind being hated. I don't speak things for everyone to like me. And don't tell me you know how to love because you don't even know what love is. You first of all must love him with all your heart, your love, with all your being and all your mind. And then you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So I will not give myself over unto this kind of vile, corrupt spirit. Why should these things? So why is this the result of a house? Turn quickly to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 23. I want to show you how this door has been opened and the spirit has come in. That this is what Yahweh is going to have to do to remedy this time. He says unto the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah 23 verse 13. He says this. He says, I have seen the folly of an Abish in Samaria. Those that are in the northern portion, I've seen their folly, their foolishness. I've seen their gesturing, their clownish activities. I've seen them deny me. The fool has said in his heart, no to Yahweh. He said, I've seen the folly of the prophets of Samaria. He said, they prophesy in Baal. They literally prophesy, the Lord God shall do, the Lord shall do. That's how they prophesy. That is what the word Baal means. That is the connotation of it. They prophesy in the spirit of Baal. And when they prophesy, what does it do? It caused my people Israel to love me. To do what? So when one errs, one goes astray, they cause them to err. Cause them to turn from the principles of Yahweh. To turn to principles of doctrines of devils and demonic power. They open themselves up unto these demonic powers. And so when the God of this world commands them, they do it with great delight. Because they take pleasure in unrighteousness. They take pleasure in disobeying Yahweh. They take pleasure in their Sunday whore dinners and their Sunday whore frat parties. They take pleasure in those things except what Yahweh said. Remember the Shabbat and let it be a set apart time for me. Did he lie or did he tell the truth? He did not lie on that one. He told the truth. So remember the Shabbat. And keep it set apart. That is a principle. That is a power of Yahweh to govern one. That he can bring us into the fullness of our reverence and our love toward him. Because we don't keep the principles of Yahweh, we're always making these gods in our imaginations. We're always building these idols, your sons, your daughters, your kinfolks, and everyone. And it's not of Yahweh. I said to you all other night that my first cousin, naturally, he shot and killed his brother of the day. Now the people will gather in the whorehouse this evening and tomorrow. And they all will speak great accolades and of him. And they will cry. And it is just as phony as two left shoes. It is not sincere. It is false. And as soon as they drop him in the ground a day or two later, all those that had all these accolades, they will have forgotten what they have said. He will fade from their memories. He will be no practical part of their lives at all. None whatsoever. But this is the mindset of this generation because it's so filled with falsehood, it doesn't know what reality is. And that is the truth. Will you be a part of that preacher? Not at all. Will not waste your waste time for that. Not one bit at all. He said, because these false liars,
Because Israel to go astray. He said, I have seen in the prophets of Jerusalem, look at this now, a horrible, not just something wrong. When something is horrible, it's terrifying, isn't it? When you are horrified by something, is it not terrifying? This is a terrifying generation that we're in. He said, I've seen a horrible thing. They commit adultery. They have this spiritual copulation. They get thrilled with these spiritual powers of hell. That's why you find this kind of mindset today. You find the reality of this in the fleshly aspect was taking place in the spiritual. That's why the world is so consumed, it's perverted. Sons and daughters are sexually active, filthy, bring shame upon their bodies and those that they perform such vile acts of ill repute. He said they commit adultery. And look what they do. And they walk in the truth. They walk in lies. They're led by Shaitan. Well, how do you know they're walking that way? They strengthen also the hands of the evil doers. And none does return from his wickedness. They literally strengthen the hands of those that are Torahless. They defy the truth of Yahweh. They will not deal with their corruptions and their sins. They denounce the truth of Yahweh. They strengthen the hands of the wicked. They literally strengthen their hands. They cause them to become hardened against Yahweh. You must understand that the total opposite or the positive effects of strengthening. When Yahweh strengthens us, He causes us to become hardened and to resist and to have a resolution in our hearts for the things of Him. We resist the principles of the world. We denounce them. Well, when the enemy of this world and when these false pseudo-men cause them to be strengthened in their own corruption and wickedness against Yahweh, they become hardened. Well, I don't believe in that name. I don't think it takes all that. Is that so? The enemy requires everything, doesn't he? You got to give everything today, honey. You're not going to give partial. You must give everything. Everything. And Yahweh requires that too. So the heart is implacable. It is hardened. There's a distaste for Yahweh. So they cause the heart of the people to have a dissatisfaction with the Torah of Yahweh. Well, it doesn't take that. I don't see. Well, I'm all right. No, you're not all right. There's a way that seems right unto man, doesn't it? What man's ways? Your ways. But the end thereof is death. It brings you to death. Scripture tells us that all are the ways of a man's own life, they're right in his own sight. But Yahweh, He weighs, He ponders, He sees the balance of the Ruah in the flesh. For the Ruah is willing, the Spirit is willing. The Spirit of the law of righteousness of the Torah, truth is willing, but it is the flesh that is weak. The flesh always resists. The flesh will always rise up. That's why it must be destroyed. It must be diminished. It must be brought down to nothing. It must be. And what Yahweh does, He said, I give you principles of discipline. Now obey them, and you will not have to suffer what you suffer. But if you don't obey me, then there will be some harsh reactions from me. He means what He says. He is not going to change it. He means what He says. Because these false pseudo-men, they strengthen the hands of the evildoers, that none, they don't even return from their wicked ways. Look what He says. They are all of them before me as Sodom. That's how they are. And the inhabitants thereof of Gomorrah. We know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. We understand the consequences of that. Delusion dwelt there. He said, they have become unto me as Sodom and Gomorrah. Come on, my friends and listeners. You tell me this nation has not become as a Sodom and Gomorrah. I will not defy the principles of Yahweh for anyone. Not for my wife, not for a son, not for a daughter. I will not allow that. I will not defy them. Yahweh says, remember the Shabbat. Job can go to hell. Mama, daddy, all. I will not defy that for them. They can celebrate their pagan activities against the principles of Yahweh. I will not participate in any of it. You can do it. I will not do it, because my allegiance is unto Him. It is not unto some sensual earthen heritage, because I look for a city whose builder and maker is Yahweh. I'm not looking for a little piece of land here with warm homes to sit down in this evening. I'm looking for something that is much more powerful and greater than some natural thing. I'm looking for something that is beyond the ability for man and his natural senses to understand. That's why the things of Yahweh don't mean anything to this world, because they cannot grasp what He said. They have a mind that is full of delusion. It is a disillusional mind. It is controlled by the powers of hell. That's why I tell you, sisters, even you that are here, let me tell you all here, that a woman never gets a husband because of any kind of physical attribute. She gets a man because she has the mind of a Hamashiach. She has a beauty that extends beyond some flesh look, honey. Beauty is not in some kind of fleshly, in some kind of fleshly appeal. A man looks for something deeper than that. Why? Because he has a head. As Yahweh is the head of Hamashiach, He is the head of man. And His head is not Twinkle and Finkel. Not a man now. He's the head of man. Hamashiach is the head of man. He is the head of man. And a man must have the Ruah of Yahweh in him in order to be a man. He's not a man if he doesn't possess that. He's just a piece of walking flesh. He may have the physical attributes. He may have all the physical anatomy, but that doesn't make him a man. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And He made man. And for man, He took the rib and He brought forth this helpmeet. Beautiful thing. Precious. To help him. To strengthen his resolve. To give him strength to love Yahweh. That is what a wife, the pure woman of Yahweh, will do. Cause you to love Yahweh. To strengthen you and your aspiration. And because she sees your commitment and your aspiration, it will cause her to submit. And her submission is what you will do unto Yahweh. Everything has been based upon a Hollywood Jezebel today. It's not of Yahweh. Period. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, because these evildoers, they have strengthened the heart of these injurious, these evil men that will do hurt unto the kingdom. Yahweh says, because of that, the door is open, and I shall send the delusions. And that's why this nation and the world is so full of disillusional. It is full of illusions. It is always imagining. But Torah teaches us who Yahweh is, and what He commands of us, and what He requires of us. It teaches us that. Because of these, of the rejection of Torah, that Yahweh allows this anti-power, this spirit of hell to enter in. And so we got all these charlatans and liars telling them God wants you to be rich. They're not lying about that. Because the God of this world, when He offered Hamashiach all the kingdoms, in the moment of time, He said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give it to you. He's not going to give the fools nothing. He has an elitist group that He shares His inward thoughts with. So it is with Yahweh. And so they tell them, bring your money. And so Benny Hinn can live in $10,000 a night hotel rooms. Some folks don't make that a year. Two nights, that's 20 grand. People come out of college, don't make 20 grand a year. But he sleep in hotels like that. What is there between a $59 hotel room? What do you do in a bed but sleep? Huh? That's all you have to do. But yet because of this generation is full of delusion, Yahweh sends them that strong delusion. Send them millions. Hear what He say. And they're hearing it too. They receive it. They acknowledge that. And they love it that way too. Because it strengthens their resolve and their wickedness. Causes them to do what they think is right. And is wrong.